Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to Influence. I'm Michelle Martin. Today, we meet the Area Vice President for ASEAN and APEC Chief of Staff for Commvault. Commvault is a leading provider of data management solutions, and they help companies activate their data to drive more value, business insight, and to transform modern data environments. She tells me she's passionate about the term transformational leadership. I can't wait to introduce you to the former Chief Commercial Officer at SingPost, former Chief Marketing and Communications Officer and Strategy Leader of ASEAN at IBM, a woman who has transformed the seemingly male-dominated tech industry, and tells me she started out in biochemistry. Welcome to Influence, Grace Ho.
Thank you, Michelle. It's wonderful to be here today. Thank you for having me.
Great to meet you. So how did you make that leap from microbiology and biochemistry to here you are, heading one of the 100 coolest cloud computing companies of 2019, Commvault?
Well, thank you, Michelle. I think I've also been fortunate in my professional journey. But I think personally, when I reflect back now, a lot of it is also about personal perseverance, determination, and courage to basically take on something that perhaps I know very little about, but also having the confidence that I can make something successful out of that.
So tell me about this leap. You come straight out of NUS. With a degree in
biochemistry and microbiology.
Biochemistry, but that is not your first job.
No. So my first job was in a now defunct software company called Ballen Technologies. So I started in that company really as a sales coordinator, which really means, you know, you coordinate whatever your more senior sales managers or sales leaders needed in order to drive the business.
And so you're dealing with software here.
I was dealing with software. That's correct.
Okay. So right from your first job, you're in unfamiliar terrain. Right?
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
And I understand that when it came to sales, you started as a software sales associate. You would tour Shenton Way with a printed map, a walking itinerary to cover your key prospects?
Yes, those were the days when it was probably pre the pagers, phone pagers, and even definitely pre-mobile devices and mobile phones. So in sales, as you know, you always have a sales target that you have to hit. And one of the most important things in sales is always prospecting. And those were the days when I was covering the Singapore market, and Shenton Way had a ton of course, offices. And so one of the fastest way to prospect was, of course, to knock on doors and leave, you know, your company brochure in exchange for one of the with compliments slip from the company. And, of course, hopefully you get the name of the IT manager at that time, or called MIS manager. And then you do your cold call, right, and to say, Mr. So-and-so, did you receive the brochure? And if so, you know, can you are you interested in the solution? And maybe we can fix an appointment and I can tell you more. So those were the cold calling come prospecting tactics of the early days.
Yes. Anything from those days made its way to what you do now as a leader?
I think there are still certain DNA that I feel is very relevant. We were talking about the growth mindset. I think increasingly in today's world where digital disruption, right, is so pervasive in all companies, you know, including our own, I think it's so important to start with having a growth mindset, keeping a very open mind about what possibilities are. The second thing really then is, you know, with a lot of the mobile technologies that really dominating a big part of our lives and our businesses, the sense of urgency is super important, right? Being clear about what we need to do, but in a speedy fashion. Mm-hmm. So one of the growth mindsets I really advocate in my team is speed over precision. Mm-hmm. It's more important to be out there in an accelerated fashion than to get everything 150% accurate before you go out there. So speed over precision. So sense of urgency is really important. And then closer to my heart right now is about data-driven decisions. And hence, that's why I'm in Commvault, because increasingly, it's about making speedy decisions using data as the basis so that you can take informed choices in a speedy manner that will hopefully put your entire organization ahead of the curve. So I netted out to really three things. You know, it's a growth mindset, a sense of urgency, and being very data-driven in our decision-making approach.
We are getting to know Grace Ho, Area Vice President for ASEAN, APEC Chief of Staff for Commvault. That is a very interesting job title. Take me through your day-to-day, your main roles and priorities in this position.
Thank you, Michelle. So maybe let me introduce what Commvault does, and then I can bridge the relevance on my very interestingly titled role. So Commvault, we are an American IT software company. Mm-hmm. We are headquarters out of of Tinton Falls in New Jersey, listed in the U.S. Stock Exchange with a very strong 20-year heritage in data protection and data management solutions. We are, you know, consistently the leader, as you notably mentioned the awards. We are the leader in data management and data protection solutions, and we are on the path of growth, which also then brings me back to Asia. Asia is really the region of tremendous economic potential and growth opportunities. And therefore, my newly minted role of chief of staff is really to drive growth. So in short, the chief of staff role is really a transformational leadership role chartered to help the entire organization pivot towards a growth agenda.
And what's key to making that happen? Breaking down the silos?
That's one of the things. I'm quite a structured person. So I look at, you know, a few things that are interlocked and interconnected. So I fondly calls it the four C's, right? The first thing is taking a very market-centric approach, right? Understanding where the growth opportunities are and asking ourselves the first C, who are the new customers we really need to engage with in this new era of work? The second one is collaboration. What are some of the new collaboration and partnerships we need to forge in order for us to scale across the multi-country region that we're in APAC? The third is really then taking a critical internal lens around our assets, around our people, specifically our human capital, and the C is the capabilities. So what capabilities do we have today that's really serving us well? But the more important question is what capabilities do we need tomorrow in order for us to continue to be ahead of the curve? And then the final C is taking then all these three things to be able to pivot the company towards growth while staying true to our culture. Our culture in Commvault, you know, we have a people promise, and that is freedom to make an impact together. And the culture is anchored around six values that, you know, really resonates with me personally, that talks about doing the right thing, about powering your own passion, about treating others the way they want to be treated, making the improbable possible, right? Win and stumble as a team. And then last but not least, do things that matter.
So I understand Commvault has worked with leading property and data analytics providers in Australia and New Zealand, CoreLogic, to transform the business model to the cloud. Can you share how your company has used data collected to turn business strategies turn them into business strategies for CoreLogic?
Yes, so indeed. So so a good starting point is always to firstly understand your existing customer base. And existing customers, the customer base are also very dynamic, right? While they have consume our solutions, they do not stand still. The needs are changing. They themselves are being disrupted. So collecting data about how they're evolving their own businesses, what are some of the new sectors or new customers they are trying to serve becomes very important insights for us. For us to then look at how do we evolve our business model, our engagement with them, so that they can continue to renew with us and also hopefully be our evangelists and advocates for our solutions as well. So that's one way with customers. Internally with our staff, but then it's also really the growth mindset of, you know, every decision that we take, back it up with data. Let us look at market data. You know, a lot of the times we look at the IDC data, for example. So in Asia Pacific, the data recovery and replication market is more than 800 million in terms of total addressable market. So when we look at external data like that, then we formulate our strategies thoughtfully about what we need to do.
Meeting Grace Ho in Influence, Area Vice President for ASEAN APEC, Chief of Staff for Commvault, leading provider of data management solutions. And you started, you've had many roles. You've had many roles so far. Chief Commercial Officer at SingPost, Chief Marketing and Communications Officer and Strategy Leader at IBM for ASEAN. This show is called Influence. I'm wondering if you can share what you think are the basic tenets of moving people, influencing.
Yes, so I personally, in my journey of many transformation roles, this is my fourth role, by the way, in terms of transformation. There are three core tenets, I would say, that I hold true to my heart in every of the transformation role that I embark on. The first one is really being comfortable with the uncomfortable. And that means that, you know, regardless of what new things or new projects that I'm asked to take on, I am super comfortable with the fact that I have to deal with ambiguity and deal with uncertainty. So I think that the first thing is to be really comfortable that you will be uncomfortable, because that's the signal that you're growing. I think the second one is also to have the confidence, despite not having the answers to everything, right? Having the confidence that you will figure it out, you will tap on your rich network of resources, and you'll be resourceful to go find different ways to solve the equation. So that's the confidence piece. The third one, you know, that has served me really well is to actively stay curious. Every opportunity is a learning opportunity. And I think there's opportunity to learn from everybody that I interact with and I meet with. So I think the mindset of staying actively curious has one that served me really well as well. So these three simple things are, I would say, will be my personal mantra, right, in helping me maintain the sanity as I navigate through a lot of the volatile, uncertain, and complex and ambiguous world that we are in today.
Interesting. But influence is about moving people, right? And so is sales.
Yes.
Moving people towards a goal that may be important to the organization or to what the leadership perceives as important at that time. So what's key there?
Okay. It starts with being able to behave differently and think differently, then being able to articulate that to my team. So I talk about being comfortable with uncomfortable. So I then articulate to my team, for example, change is a constant. So they need to embrace the fact that whatever we have today is going to change tomorrow. So it's also then role modeling for them to see what does that look like, right? When a change is thrown at us, how do we behave? How do we embrace it as a team and collectively?
So you mentioned outside to me before we came on air that you also set clear expectations for people that you work with in terms of how you expect them to show up.
Yes, growth mindsets. Yes. Yeah. So I know a lot of people talk about growth mindsets in a transformation journey. You know, the common ones that I typically tell my team is be speed over precision. Right. Take intelligent risk when you make decisions. And also, you know, banding together as a team and be reliant on a team in order for you to drive success, collective heroics. I think a lot of times then I translate that into what does that behavior right. actually look like? So I'll give you an example. Speed mm-hmm. over precision. Mm-hmm. So personally, for me, when I have to take decisions on, for example, engaging with a partner or with a customer, I don't have to wait till I have all the information about the situation. I look at whatever data that we have collected and basically make a judgment call. And the judgment call is often anchored into against the best case, worst case scenario. And I do that collectively with my team so that they too learn to develop an appetite for intelligent risk taking so that we can make speedy decisions together. So being inclusive and involving them in that decision becomes really important. Standing up and take intelligent risk. So same thing. I have bosses in corporates as well. But a lot of time is I make a judgment call and I move with the decision so that my team can proceed with, you know, closing the deal that they need to in a speedy fashion. But then I do make sure that I close loop back with my bosses to make sure that, you know, they understand the rationale for why I took this decision. And again, that is data-driven as well. So role modeling those behaviors in real-life workday becomes very important for the team to be able to translate their articulation of growth mindset to actually living and breathing what growth mindset actually looks like.
She's Grace Ho, Area Vice President for ASEAN, APEC Chief of Staff for Commvault. I understand you spent a decade at Microsoft
yes.
in various leadership roles. How did the experience of working for an MNC, for Microsoft, help you in your leadership roles when you returned here to Singapore?
Yes, so I spent 10 years in Microsoft, of which I would say a good 7 of those years were actually in Singapore, but in Singapore roles and then in regional roles. And then my last 3 years in Microsoft was really at Redmond, Washington in the US. And I've been really fortunate to have had a variety of roles during that 10-year stint, really starting off in sales, in inside sales, in fact, starting up a team of tele sales and then moving on to do enterprise sales and then becoming a strategy lead for a regional project and then being asked to take on an internal startup for the business and then being moved to worldwide to do worldwide product management. So I think that whole spread of discipline, right, has made me a really more well-rounded individual. And having been in a technology company that is fairly male-dominated has also helped me develop a lot of confidence around, you know, being authentic as a female leader in technology. I contributed to an article some time back and I talk about, you know, the importance of being an authentic leader and not being afraid to be who I truly am and not succumbing to the pressure of being like somebody else just to get ahead. head. So, for example, you know, my personality is I'm generally not as aggressive, but I am very firm. I take decisions in a very thoughtful, deliberate manner. Mm. And I continue to do that in boardrooms. And I think a lot of times that helps me establish that credibility as being different, but different as being a unique and strong leader as well.
So what would you say to women who are a little hesitant about entering the perceived male-dominated tech industry? Well, it is. It's not a perception.
Well, I will say that don't back out from the opportunity. Mm. I think it's important to embrace if the opportunity comes to you. Uh-huh. Take a good look at it. Understand where your strengths are and complement your weaknesses with areas where you're strong in. And stay true to yourself and really know what are the values that are going to see you through in some of the more challenging situations and stand true to that. And always have the courage, right, to be the voice that is different, because a lot of times it's far more valuable than we know.
Grace Ho, Area Vice President for ASEAN, APEC Chief of Staff for Commvault, my guest in Influence. So understand your own recipe for success involves effort, courage, and perseverance.
Yes.
So what would you say to the listener out there struggling to find what they're going to be passionate about, struggling to find their way, I suppose, in their career?
Well, being a very traditional Chinese, I will always say no pain, no gain. So I think it's important to always put in the effort into areas that you strongly believe in. In fact, I have a personal mantra that says, if you want something bad enough, you'll make it happen. So I think putting in the effort would be something that I would encourage people to do that, especially now in a very competitive world. I would also encourage the people to be courageous and go on a limb and take on something that is totally different, because the learning opportunity is tremendous. And before you know it, it actually sets you ahead of the curve. And I would say continue to stay curious, because in this digital age, there is so many things to learn every day. And that can really enrich our lives. So those would be the three things I would advise listeners out there.
She heads a leading provider of data management solutions, Commvault, Area Vice President for ASEAN, APEC Chief of Staff, Grace Ho. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Michelle.
This has been Influence. I'm Michelle Martin.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.